from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. Following the sex assault arrest of a Cape May County elementary school teacher, more disturbing allegations about who fathered her young son. The affidavit in her arrest says 34-year-old Laura Karen had a baby in 2019, while the boy she allegedly assaulted was 13. The victim and his two siblings lived with their teacher for 4 years. No details on what led to that arrangement. Karen is charged with first-degree aggravated sexual assault and other counts. She's on paid administrative leave as a fifth-grade teacher in Middle Township. Still shocked by the price of some stuff these days, new inflation numbers show just how much price tags have changed over the past year or so in the Garden State.
Economist Bruce Bergman with the Bureau of Labor Statistics says prices in the New York, Newark, Jersey City area, which includes more than half of the New Jersey counties, are up 4.3% year over year. Food prices are up 2.3%. Housing costs are way up.
Also, household energy prices were noticeably higher than they were nationally year over year.
On the flip side, gasoline prices have dropped in the region compared to a year ago. Also on the decline, the price of used cars and trucks. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And the White House says TikTok should remain available to Americans, even though the Supreme Court has upheld the federal law banning the app beginning Sunday unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. The White House says TikTok should be under American ownership or other ownership that addresses the national security concerns identified by Congress. The decision means new users won't be able to download the app with its 170 million current users here in the U.S., and updates wouldn't be available. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. A wintry mix for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next chance for widespread snow is now about 48 hours away. So it's time to start talking seriously about accumulations. Remember, you can follow the latest and see an actual snow forecast map in my weather blog at nj1015.com. I'll be updating throughout the weekend. Tonight, increasing clouds, quiet weather, chilly temperatures, lows fall to near 30. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s. The first storm system this weekend is just wet. Quick round of rain showers tomorrow, centered on the afternoon hours. Sunday, we get a blast of colder air. Highs only make it into the lower 30s with sun and clouds. And here's where we'll see some snow Sunday afternoon and evening. Looking at light to moderate accumulations right now, I'm thinking 2 to 4 inches for most of the state. There's a chance the coast ends up a little lower. There's a chance someone sees 6 or even 8 inches of snow if this thing really overperforms. Very cold next week. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Newark, it's 41 degrees, Edison 40, Mount Holly 42. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.